Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hear that little piano sound right there on Roxanne? Maybe people know this story, but I was listening to my BFF John Mayer over the weekend because he has a station, and he told a really, really interesting story about that. But let me hit the post. Thank you,
that
Gordon.
That was nice.
So let me just play what I don't know. I've been around music for a long time, was in the music business. I've never heard this story, and if I had, I had forgotten it. So I'm talking about this part. Listen right here. Hear that?
Oh, yeah.
And then the laugh. Listen. So that was actually an accident. Listen.
I always wanted to ask this. I mean, the first big Police hit, of course, was a song called Roxanne. You got the da, 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 mm-hmm. da, da.
Then there's a laugh.
Boom. And then the laugh.
Okay. That's a piano chord.
It's a piano chord, it is.
But I played it with my ass.
You accidentally sat on the piano.
There was an upright piano right next to me, and I was singing. And I just wanted to rest, and the piano lid was open, so I sat and I played that chord. I think it's A demolished. That's the chord. And it just made me laugh, so it's on the record.
You just left it on the record.
Yeah, it was real. It's embedded there.
Listen, isn't that great though?
That
I don't know
awesome.
How I had
never
missed
knew that.
I never knew it either. So as soon as I heard, I was cleaning the house on Saturday when John Mayer told that story, and I instantly went to it, and then I Googled him like, oh my God, that's actually true. So
many pictures in my mind right now.
Right. Well,
seeing him do that.
There are a lot of songs.
I bet mine are better.
I'd have to. Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I'd have to think about the specific allegation on this one, but. Ted told me one time that there's something in Stranglehold, if you listen very carefully, and I can't remember what it was, but he left something in there, and I think you got to listen. I'll have to think about that, because he did tell me a story one time, and I think we pulled the audio from that. All right, Friday is almost here. We got Suze News for a Thursday coming up. After that, Kilmeade's going to be with us. I can't wait to talk with him after everything has happened. We have RFK Jr. being nominated as HHS Secretary. You have his colleague Pete Hegseth being nominated. You have, you know, Marco Rubio. Some of these are going to be met with, I think we're going to confirm them. The others are going to be throwdowns, and we're going to pop popcorn at the hearings. And I think that's what you're going to find certainly with Matt Gaetz. So Brian will weigh in on that, and then we'll talk about all of this tomorrow on the Reardon Roundtable. Jane will be with us. Jeff Rainford, who has not been on the panel for a little bit, he's going to be back with us. And Gene Evans, Paul Hall will have all the entertainment stuff tomorrow. Cusimano with sports. Michelle Tafoya tomorrow night. And my friend Gary Stromberg, who's got a brand new podcast on the Rumble in the Jungle. He produced the music and the entertainment for that event.
Wow.
In 1974, I think it was 73 74. He'll be here tomorrow. I haven't listened to the new podcast. He sent it to me last week. I'm going to check it out, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But Gary has been around entertainment, music, big time artist for a long, long time. It always has some amazing stories to share. But before any of that, and before Brian Kilmeade, we got to do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it is National Pickle Day. Did we know this?
No.
Yeah. I'm not a pickle person, Fred. I don't. Are you a pickle person?
Oh, no, not at all.
Mark, do you like a pickle? I haven't asked this.
Every once in a while. My wife's really into pickles. That reminds me that the book that she wrote that we've never had published, Pickles Aren't for Puppies. And I do have, you know, there have been a couple of very nice people that have reached out about doing some animation. And if you're one of those people, I will probably return and get back to you. It's just been so busy with
the
election and everything.
Idea.
It is a great idea.
It really is.
But I like a pickle every once in a while.
Do you like the dill or the sweet?
I like the Kloss and Dills, and I do like a sweet pickle every once in a while. My wife gets something that are called Milwaukee pickles, and they're from Milwaukee, go figure.
Huh.
I don't like those.
What are they? Are they somewhere
know.
In between?
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't like them. I know that.
They have cheese on them?
They don't.
Curds.
No.
Yeah. Well, I do not like them. I like a cucumber. I'll eat a cucumber all day. I just don't have to have stuff pickled. When we sit down at a restaurant, they say, oh, this salad comes with pickled onions. I think, wah, wah.
Yeah, but I mean,
why
like,
you got to pickle an
on
onion?
On a good Chicago dog, though, you got to have pickles on that,
oh,
man.
Oh, see? Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't
think so. And celery salt and stuff like that. It's good stuff.
According to one report, more than 67% of all households eat pickles. And on average, they purchase pickles every 53 days. Well, that's okay. Here's a question. When you're out of pickles, or maybe even before you are, does anybody in your house, well, I guess, Mark, this is only you, drink the pickle juice out of the jar?
No, but that is as you know, because I used to be a cyclist, that's something that athletes use. Even, you know, when you do the MS 100, bike MS, whatever you want to call it, they'd have pickle juice that would be available for recovery efforts. But that's not my thing.
Yeah, well,
not
I
a pickle
can't,
juice person.
I wonder if Becky does. You have to ask her.
She doesn't. She just likes the pickles.
Okay, fair. On this day in history, here's a little music. This was in 1960, maybe.
I thought I saw your music in here, and I, for the life of me, cannot find
it's
it right
Ray
now.
It's Ray Charles. Does that help?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
All right.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It wasn't labeled okay. properly. Okay, there
okay.
we go.
64 years ago today, which, of course, is easy math even for all of us in this room.
How many years?
64.
Okay, 1960.
Ray Charles, Georgia On My Mind, went to number one. Isn't that cool?
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through.
Still sounds great, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
By the way, he would say, if you still haven't watched that, the making of, you know, We Are the World, you see Ray Charles in that, he's fun to watch in that thing for sure.
Where is that, Mark? Where is it streamed?
That one's on Netflix, I think.
Okay, all right.
I say that and I'm kind of locked out of Netflix right now. I have no idea what's going on. We have an account. We have not been able to log back into it.
Oh, I wonder if somebody logged in and tried to be you and they shut the whole thing down?
It's weird because even when you go to the process of send me an email so I can reset my password, it doesn't get sent. It's bizarre because even in situations like this that I've experienced with technology, usually you can Google it and then like a Reddit string comes up where people are like, yeah,
right.
This happened to
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
In this situation, we're just being taken out. It's the deep state or something, so I don't know.
Wow, deep state
yes.
going after Netflix.
Matt Gaetz is going to get rid of that. I'm going to have my Netflix back soon enough.
And 31 years ago today, in 1993, Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula picked up his 325th win. It earned him the NFL record. He still holds the record with 347 wins. I think I watched, what were those series on 30 for 30? I think there's
one. Oh,
the
ESPN, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's one on Don Shula.
Oh, I bet there is.
It's fantastic if you ever get a chance to watch it. So good for you, Don Shula. All right, every year, a company called NordPass goes through the list of all hacked passwords. You know I love this. It comes up every year. That got leaked onto the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people are still using. The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024. What do you think it is, Fred?
Password 1234.
No, Mark, we're getting creative now, Fred.
Are we?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It's not good, but we're still not doing that.
Wouldn't it just be like their name and then? No? I don't know.
The
what?
Word secret.
Oh.
Huh? See, I
never used that one.
That password took less than a second to be hacked. and has been used more than 328,000 times. But the second worst was 123456, which was the number one password globally. I can't believe anybody still uses that. They don't even let you use that.
Well, no, it would have to be 123456, exclamation point, ampersand, and all this other stuff, right? You have to have something that's included. Look, I just went through a situation today where I was trying to pay my Spire bill, and it usually, you know, I always think I have my Face ID set, so I log in, and then it's going to take... It just wasn't doing that, so then I had to do a couple of guesses on the password, and then it finally... took, but it's difficult, which is why we all use, look, there's four passwords that I use at this point, mainly three. Fred knows all of them. Fred can take anything away from my bank account or anything. He has access to everything. But mine come from...
I can't remember my own, but he knows mine.
But mine come, and I'm not going to tell you because then this would give up too much. Mine always come from television shows. There's a word that comes from a television show. Now, I don't want to give you the example because then you'll try to hack into my stuff, but they're unique words. Fred knows what they are.
If it's Love Boat, I'm just going to smack
that.
You.
Or something like funny Fonzie words. Or something
Fonzie, like that. Fonzie, 1, 2, 3. Man, you know what? We probably gave somebody an idea.
The one that I used was from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and the Andy Samberg show. That's all I'm going to say. If you're smart enough to know what that is and you want to hack into my stuff, go for it.
The rest of the 10 worst in the U.S. are password. QWERTY 123, QWERTY 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those people think they're really getting it. Password 12345, and here's one, ABC 123, a nod to the Jackson 5. Somewhere, a room full of Russians, of course, is just smiling at this entire thing.
I used to use, here's one that I don't use anymore that I'll throw out there, because Aaron Rodgers always used to use this. He still uses it on the Jets, but it's Green 19. That's like when he's taking
over. Green 19! Oh, that makes sense.
So I used, for a while, it was Green 19, one exclamation point or something like that, but I don't use that one anymore.
Right. You know what my very first password ever was for a computer? Because I did a religion show, I used the password Yahweh.
Oh, that's kind of, that's really kind of nice. You're very Old Testament, Fred.
Thanks.
That's really nice. Okay, there's other common ones.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people use I love you, baseball, princess, football, monkey, and sunshine. But I don't use any of those. I feel good about that.
I think I heard the best thing to do is like try and make it part of a sentence.
How does that? Oh, it's because you could remember the sentence?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, let's go bowling one.
Okay.
Or something, like that.
That's right.
Not a terrible idea.
Fred's for sure. I'm going to try to figure that out.
Hack into Fred's world.
Yeah, good luck.
It was just announced.
Oh, Let me know.
Oh, Fred. Well, maybe we don't want to be there.
Right.
This has a little music, just for a bed. It was just announced George Strait. I love how I have to give away
Because nothing is... No, everything is different today.
I
honestly couldn't even tell you where this is.
How about...
There it is. All right.
You got it?
Go, yeah.
Okay. Just put it... It was just announced that George Strait will receive the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award, and that happens at the CMAs, and it's just a big deal. Now, George Strait has had 17 CMA wins, 83 nominations, which is the most ever.
Amarillo by morning.
And now Sue has hit the post appropriately, so that's two posts hit in the segment. Him? Excellent. Nobody understands that except for disc jockeys, but we're very proud of her.
Yes, thank you. He's had 60 number one singles, over 70 million albums sold, and he's the country person that I met that actually gave me, like...
weak knees?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, it's George Strait. Yeah.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, plus that pure country and that, ooh. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. George Strait. So if you like country and he's your man, it's coming up on the CMAs. He it really is deserving of that. Willie
no,
Nelson.
I'm sorry. Did you say when are the CMAs?
It's coming up on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay. Because I always like to watch those.
7 o'clock our time.
And because now, since I don't use like DirecTV and a DVR, I still have it with YouTube TV. But I don't catch those shows as much for whatever reason because we're popping around on the streaming platforms. Does that make any sense?
No, it really does.
I just feel like I'm missing, unless I hear a promotion or something like that, and that kind of reminds me to record it.
Oh, that's, yeah. Willie Nelson won the first one. It was in 2012. He is quite elderly now, but Johnny Cash won it, Dolly Parton, Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn, that sort of thing. And finally, in Sue's news, let me go back to here. What are you two talking about? All right, here we go. We've got today's random fact. This is so bizarre, but I'm going to throw it out there for you. Pigeons have an incredible ability to remember human faces. In fact, if you chase or you feed a pigeon just one time, it will remember you in the future. If you feed a pigeon, if it sees your face... it's going to know who you are.
How do we know that, Sue?
It's just a random fact, Mark. So if you're sitting in the park and you feed the pigeon, that pigeon may spot your face the next day and come to you because they know that you will give them food.
Okay. Facial recognition.
I'm not going to throw the red flag on any of Sue Thomas's random facts at the end. You know who believes in these random facts more than anyone? Alexa Reardon.
That's
I'll tell
right.
you that
That's
much.
Good,
she loves them.
100% accurate.
Killmead's coming up next. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.